It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you live tonight from Afton Central School on WCDO. It's a boys' MAC contest tonight between the Afton Crimson Knights and the BG Bobcats. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Set to be a fun game here tonight. Always a good contest when these two schools get together. Of course, only separated by 5 or 6 miles here on Route 7, so there's kind of that rivalry to it, but, you know, they are combined in some sports now, and especially in wrestling, so I think the student-athletes have always known each other very well just because of the proximity to one another, but now playing some different sports together, it can certainly add another layer to it here, but I think you can kind of throw the records out the window. This is one of those matchups, just like a Sydney-Unitigo type of matchup. When Afton and BG get together, it's always fun, no matter if one team is undefeated and one team is winless. You never know, because it's one of those games where anything can happen. BG boys are coming off a victory last night against Oxford, so they've been on quite a nice little streak lately, and they are kind of fighting in that 5-8 range in the MAC in the standings right now. Afton in the lower half, but they're a team, and I was talking before the game with some people off the air, they're a team that has a lot of talent, a lot of guard play that's very good, and they're a team that I consider very good shooters, and they're a streaky shooting team, and if they are red hot, they can compete with anybody in the league, and if they're cold, it can be a struggle. They don't have a ton of size inside, but if they're shooting well from the outside with the guards that they have, they can certainly stick with anybody. It's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for this matchup between BG and the Afton Crimson Knights. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Want to remind you that our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. It's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Visit them for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. And I think I saw Cork hanging around here somewhere tonight. This has been a fun night. I love how the MAC does this. They have these quad header games where the boys and girls play together. The JV games were earlier, and the varsity girls game finished up just a couple of minutes ago with the BG girls coming out on top against the Afton Lady Crimson Knights by a final score of 94-18. And now our boys' contest will be coming up here in just about a minute or two. So again, BG coming in off a victory last night over Oxford. Trevor Halliquist scoring 20 points in that contest, and he has been rock solid as usual for the BG Bobcats. It was also a nice night for Devin Schurhofer. He chipped in 16 points, and Xavier Cherniak had 10 points in that victory over the Oxford Blackhawks. So a nice night for Hallequist, for Schurhofer, and for Xavier Cherniak. So I'm excited to see this one here tonight. Both teams that can shoot the ball very well from behind the arc, and it should be interesting to see how they get up and down the floor. And again, a great rivalry anytime that BG and Afton get together in any sport. We'll take another quick break. We will pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be back. BG and Afton, boys, Mac basketball tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Let's get you set for our starting lineups here tonight. First, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the BG Bobcats, head coach Brad Aldrich, a junior number 3, Devin Schurhofer, a senior number 4, Xavier Cherniak, a senior number 11, Sean Lindsay, a senior number 14, Trevor Hallequist, and a junior number 20, Tom Palmatier. On the other side, for longtime Afton head coach Dick Winans, they have senior number 1, Zach Alford, senior number 5, Tyler King, senior number 12, Colin Nabinger, senior number 21, Kyle Grover, and a junior wearing number 35, Ernie Cutting. Afton will go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the red trim, says Afton in that cherry red lettering across the front of the uniform. BG is in the road navy blue uniforms with the gray and the white trim, says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Afton will win the opening tip, and Zach Alford will have the ball. Gets into the paint, left side for Grover. A pull-up jumper is off the mark and no good. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds, and we'll go back to BG. So we're underway here tonight at ACS, and just want to say a quick thank you to the maintenance staff here. They always have such a great setup for me at midcourt. Really appreciate the hospitality here at Afton Central School. BG with the ball, right side, three-pointer for Hallequist, left it short, rebound is loose on the right wing side and scooped up by Afton. This is Colin Nabinger down the right wing side. Passes into the corner for Kyle Grover as they'll work it around. BG settling in on a 2-3 zone on defense, a pass to the left side through the legs there of Tyler King, and out of bounds, ball back to BG, and you won't see that happen very often as King has great hands, great football player, has been the quarterback the last couple of seasons for the Harpersville Afton Hornets, and they've had some deep runs in the playoffs for that very successful program, helped out by Mr. King. BG down low with a pass to Hallequist at the right low block, and he's able to put it up and finish. And you can see the intensity in this game already between the Knights and the Bobcats. Right side of the floor for King. King in the corner wants a three, steps back, foot on the line, it's off the mark, and a rebound for Palmatier. That one was about halfway down before it rattled out. Hallequist back down the floor, left wing side. Pull-up jumper for Devin Schurhofer is short. Rebound is loose, scooped up here by Zach Alford. Alford takes it right to the rim, misses the layup. Rebound here by Kyle Grover, and back to the left side for Colin Nabinger. Back for Grover. He tries a long-distance three. No good. Nabinger a tip rebound. It won't go, but the Crimson Knights keep it alive. with Alford. He tries the little third time shot, and it won't go. Bobcats finally scoop up the rebound, and here is Hallequist ahead for Traumatier, who lays it up and in, and BG takes a 4-0 lead with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Now we'll have a foul on the way back down the floor. This one will be on Afton, it looks like. Ball on the far side of the floor. No, they'll actually call this a travel, I believe, so the turnover will give the ball back here to the BG Bobcats. With 6:05 to go in the first quarter, it is BG leading Afton 4-0 on the road here at ACS. Right side of the floor for Hallequist for a three, and he gets it to go. He's got 5 of the 7 points, and BG has jumped out to a 7-0 lead. They have the full court press. Zach Alford, the senior, will dribble his way through. Finds Grover, a long time three. Got it from downtown for Kyle Grover, the senior. And it's 7-3, and maybe that's the spark that the Afton Crimson Knights need with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal for Afton, 2-on-1 if they hurry. Alford finds King with a little alley-oop, and he can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Alford, puts it back up, rolls off the rim, and Hallequist is there for a rebound. Hallequist going left to right, crosses the Afton logo at midcourt, and sets up the offense on the left side of the floor for BG. They zip it across, right side Palmatier, baseline jumper, won't go, rattled out. And a rebound by Ernie Cutting of Afton. Left side of the floor for Nabinger. Nabinger off the glass, tried the kiss there. It was too strong. And another rebound and ahead for Xavier Cherniak, who lays it up and in. The right-handed layup on the right wing is good. And BG leads Afton 9-3 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. And here is that full-court press put on by the BG Bobcats. Afton looking to break it. They get to midcourt for Alford. Alford to the right side, finding Grover, who had that first three-pointer of the evening just a moment ago for ACS. Alford gets into the paint, tosses up a little dipsy-doo Dr. J finger roll, and he gets it to go. And Alford, his first bucket of the evening, and it's BG 9 and Afton 5 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Hallequist wide open right side again. Splash for Trevor Hallequist. And Afton, the coaching staff, seen enough. They call a timeout. We'll step away with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. It's BG, the boys leading Afton 12-5. We'll be right back on CDO.
It's 2 for $5 at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Choose from the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece McNuggets, and Sausage Egg Cheese McGriddle. 2 for only $5 for a limited time at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Remember, their drive-thru is open 24 hours Friday night until 1 a.m. Saturday night. And check out the $1, $2, and $3 menus at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and on South Broad Street in Norwich. 2 for $5 ends January 24th.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
BG's Trevor Hallequist with the hot hand so far. He has 8 points, and BG leads Afton 12-5 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO, back underway. Tyler King with a pull-up jumper from the foul line, just skims off the front of the rim and then flies out of bounds, so possession will go back to the BG Bobcats. Good-looking shot, just wouldn't fall for the Crimson Knights. Hallequist back down the floor, left side in front of the Afton bench, finding Devin Schurhofer, who's really come along the last couple of weeks for BG. Inside pass for Hallequist, off the glass, and it's good. And he's having one of those nights already where it looks like he can really heat up. He's got 10 points for Trevor Hallequist. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Grover, another three, left it short. Hallequist with a rebound, and he's looking to run. Straight down the middle of the floor, gets into the paint, trying to go coast to coast. Can't get the roll to go. Hit the rim twice and popped free. Back down the floor for Tyler King. Little 360 spin into the lane, off the glass, and he's fouled, but the shot won't go. With 3.5 to go in the first quarter, it is BG 14, Afton 5. It's been a good shooting night so far for BG, and Trevor Hallequist has 10 of the 14 points. Afton's had good looks. They just haven't fallen so far, and here is the senior, Tyler King, stepping to the charity stripe looking for his first points of the evening. First shot for King, rattles in. Hit the front of the rim, looked like it was going to fall short, and then had enough momentum to pop up and over. So it's 14-6 now. Again, 3.5 to go here in the first quarter from ACS tonight. Second shot is good for King. Great to see him back on the basketball floor. Had an injury earlier in the year to his ankle. Missed the first couple of games, but he's back at it now. Just a great athlete to have on the floor for head coach Dick Winans. Here's Hallequist, little give and go down low for Sean Lindsay, and he's able to finish. Lindsay got trapped in transition there but was able to break free to get it in. Afton right back the other way, and a pass from Alford to Kyle Grover on the right wing, and he gets it to go. So it's BG 16 and Afton 9 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Afton very quick back up the floor, especially with Zach Alford. Hallequist right side for Bainbridge Guilford. Gets into the paint, now finds Cherniak, who leaves one off for Schurhofer. Lost control of it, though. Afton will pick a pocket here with Colin Nabinger. Back up the left side of the floor for Tyler King. King with a chest pass far side. They find Grover again, trying to feed the hot hand. Grover lost control of the ball in front of the BG bench. Has to save it back inbounds. It's a hot potato. Finally, BG comes away with it. Long pass from Palmatier ahead for Cherniak, and he can't get the layup to go. Rebound here for Alford, tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. It will stay with the Crimson Knights with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Afton trying to stay in this ball game. They trail by 16-9 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. So Grover is going to go to the bench, and stepping in here for Afton will be Vince Caietti, one of the best baseball catchers in the area, playing basketball this season here for the Crimson Knights. Tyler King at the top of the key. King goes left side, finds Nabinger. Good-looking three-pointer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for BG and back up the floor for Xavier Cherniak. Cherniak into the corner, finds Hallequist wide open, straight away three, rattled out. Rebound here for Tyler King of Afton. And back down the floor for King on the left side. King gets into the paint at the foul line. Lost control of it, ball flies out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew says it'll go back to the BG Bobcats with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter, and BG leading Afton 16-9 on the road here in MAC action. This is a win that both these teams, they need it in the standings. Palmatier down low, right low block. His shot won't go. Rebound for Schurhofer on the left side. Back ahead for Cherniak, and a straightaway three is good for Xavier Cherniak, and he has 5 points. So Hallequist with 10, Cherniak with 5, and now a steal by Cherniak. Can't get the layup to go. Sean Lindsay is there trying to get the follow-up. That won't go. Now they'll kick it back out. Left side 3. Hallequist, bang. He's got 13, and another timeout here for Afton with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Trevor Hallequist with 13 points, and BG leads Afton 22-9. We'll step away for 30 and be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Afton back up the floor on the right wing side as they go right to left on your radio dial. Here's Tyler King, left wing. Now back to the top of the key here for Colin Nabinger. Nabinger setting up shop on offense as we hit a minute to go in this first quarter. Now a steal by Hallequist, 2-on-1 if he hurries ahead. A great pass for Cherniak. He lays it up and in. So Cherniak with 7 points, and BG leads 24-9 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Left wing side for Tyler King. Gets through the trap at midcourt, finds Alford. Alford into the paint. Little dipsy-do again, up and under, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, scooped up by Nabinger. He tries a 15-footer and gets it from the right elbow. Great shot there by Colin Nabinger. And it's 24-11, BG on top of Afton on the road here in MAC boys action tonight. 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here is Devin Schurhofer for BG. Shot clock is off. They go to Hallequist in the corner, off the back of the rim. Alford skies for a rebound, and he's looking to run. Racehorses are out, and he tries to go for the breakaway layup, and Hallequist comes from behind and knocks it out of bounds with a big-time block with 12 seconds to go. Alford, just, it's like he is a racehorse, sprung out of the gates, and he took right off. That time, Hallenquist was able to track him down and swat it from behind. Afton gets the ball in to Nabinger. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Nabinger trying to set up the offense. Bounce pass for King, right side. King in front of the BG bench, back for Nabinger. 3 seconds left, fires up a three off the back of the rim, and no good. First quarter in the books. It's BG, the boys leading the Afton Crimson Knights 24-11. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back with the start of the second quarter on CDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Trevor Hallenquist with 13 first quarter points really comes out of the gate red hot. And he'll inbound the ball directly in front of our broadcast table here at midcourt. Start the second quarter. BG going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the navy blue uniforms tonight with the white and the gray trim. Afton in the white uniforms with the red trim, and we're back underway. Had to get a little smile out of Trevor as he was sitting in front of the radio table there. Scherhofer right side. That's off the mark, and Afton skies for the rebound. Ball is loose at midcourt. Scooped back up by Scherhofer, and now finds Tom Palmateer on the right baseline. Trying to go to work here on the right low block. Dishes one off here for Colin Pirelli, and he's able to finish. So it's BG 26 and Afton 11 here in boys' MAC action tonight. Afton gets across the midcourt timeline going right to left. Here is Kyle Grover. He was their leading scorer in the first quarter with 5 points. Setting up shop, BG still sitting in the 2-3 zone for Tyler King on the left side. King trying to beat the press off the dribble here, gets across and fires up a shot off the mark and no good. Back up the floor for Hallenquist on the left side. Stops outside the 3-point line. Now dishes one off for Colin Pirelli. They go down low for Palmateer. Kicks out for Scherhofer with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. And BG leading 26-11. Hallenquist in the paint. He's fouled as he goes up for the floating jumper. And he'll head to the line. Hallenquist with 13 points in the first quarter. Xavier Cherniak with 7. Sean Lindsay, Tom Palmateer, and Colin Pirelli with 2 points each for BG. For Afton, Kyle Grover with 5. And 2 points apiece for Colin Nabinger, Tyler King, and Zach Alford. Hallenquist to the line. First shot is up and good for the BG senior. And the Bobcats take a 27-11 advantage here on the road tonight at Afton. Second shot coming here for Hallenquist. This one is up and good. Nothing but net for Hallenquist. We saw a couple of the games last year where he got red hot, and this could be another one just based on how he's playing so far tonight. A steal by Hallenquist, and then he gets tied up. Jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it back to Afton. Saw Hallenquist have a game like this against GMU in a game we did on CDL last year where I believe he had 32 or 34 and just couldn't miss. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 28, Afton 11. Alford gets across the half-court timeline, dribbles to the left corner, now back out for Grover. He fires up a three. Can't get it to go. Hallenquist is there for a rebound. Baseball pass ahead for Scherhofer. Gets the layup and he's fouled. Scherhofer gets fouled from behind as Afton tried to get back on defense. He was able to make the layup, and he'll be going for the old-fashioned three-point play at the line. With 6.5 to go in the second quarter, it is BG leading Afton 30-11 in a game I did not see BG jumping ahead so early like this, but they have come to play tonight, and they're shooting the ball very, very well. Scherhofer at the line completes the three-point play, And it's BG 31, Afton 11, with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Stepped out of bounds as they got it in. This was Colin Nabinger, had his heel on the line, so possession goes back to the BG Bobcats. Hallequist will inbound the ball underneath the bucket, left wing side. Quickly, oh my gosh, passed it off the back of Nabinger, who was falling asleep, and then he bounced it back to himself and put it in for the layup. Hallequist has 17, and he's just on fire here tonight. Back down the floor now, a steal by Tom Palmateer, and everything is going BG's way at the moment. Into the corner now for Pirelli. Back out, Scherhofer, three-pointer, rattled out. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Palmateer, and he's fouled, and will go to the line with 6:10 to go in the second quarter, and BG leading 33-11. You know, you see that play once in a while that Hallequist just pulled off. If your defender's asleep, you can throw it right off their back, have it bounce back to you, the ball's in play, and then just lay it up, and he executed that to perfection. Palmateer to the line. First shot is off the mark and no good. So Hallequist with 17 points so far here in the first half, and now he's going to get a little breather from head coach Brad Aldrich. So Scherhofer and Hallequist will go to the bench, and checking in will be Brent Rideout as well as Adam Ives. Shot is up for Palmateer. He goes 1-for-2, and BG leads 34-11 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Alford down the left side of the floor will reverse to Grover on the right side in front of the BG bench. Afton searching for that spark on offense that they had early in the contest. Here's King, spot up jumper off the mark, rolls out of bounds. No, it's saved. Afton on the far side, can't hold on to it though, and ahead for Palmateer now for Cherniak, lays it up. Oh, just a little too hard, too much spice on that one, and a rebound back up the floor, but stolen again by Cherniak. BG really hustling. Back to the right side for Palmateer, lays it up and in. Tom Palmateer now with 5 points, and it's BG 36, Afton 11, as we come up on 5:20 to go in the second quarter. And it's been all BG here so far in the second frame. Traveling violation on Zach Alford as he gets into the paint. And the ball will go back to the BG Bobcats. And they'll walk it up the floor with Xavier Cherniak. Setting up the offense as Afton sits in 2-3 zone. On defense, left side, Cherniak, he fires up a three. Left it short, rebound for Alford, who has been all over the place tonight, doing a really nice job for the Crimson Knights. Ahead for Tyler King. He takes it to the bucket, gets it to go, and he's fouled. King now with 4 points, and he'll head to the line. With 5:05 to go in the second quarter, 36-13, BG on top of Afton here tonight on the road at ACS. So King will settle in. Looking for the and one three-point play. Left it a little too short. Alford gets the rebound, fires it up, can't get it to go. Rebound for Cherniak, back down the right side of the floor. Cherniak takes it to the rack, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound is scooped up here by Cherniak again. Went through his fingertips and out of bounds and back to the Afton Crimson Knights. So 4:50 to go in the second quarter. And it's BG 36 and Afton 13. Alford will get it across the half-court timeline. And finding Grover on the left wing. Kyle Grover with the basketball goes back to the right wing in front of the BG bench for Alford. Alford creating, gets it loose into the paint here for King. Misses a jumper, and skying for the rebound is Adam Ives. And back up the floor for Cherniak. BG settling in on offense. They'll pass to the far side here for Pirelli. Pirelli now to the high post for Palmateer. Down low, up off the glass for Adam Ives, and everybody getting involved here with some good passing for BG. 4:15 to go in the second quarter, and it's BG 38 and Afton 13. Right side of the floor for Kyle Grover. Grover now for Zach Alford. They reverse to the left side, keeping that ball moving. Alford will step in for three. Can't get it off the back of the rim, popped up over the glass and out of bounds, and back to BG. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, Scherhofer will work it back up the floor and cross the half-court timeline. Now for Brent Rideout in the corner, tried to pass inside, and we'll have an official timeout here. I don't think the clock started. And so the officials will go over to the table and correct us. They're going to take 10 seconds off the clock and get things back underway. So BG leading Afton in a boys' MAC contest here tonight, 38-13. And the Bobcats will get the ball underneath their own basket. Here's Xavier Cherniak reversing for Brent Rideout for a three. Oh, just hit the top of the rim twice, the very front of it, and it wouldn't go down. Rebound for Afton with 3.5 to go before the halftime break. Nabinger finds Grover on the far side. Make sure you stay tuned for our halftime show, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. We'll break this one down so far. Grover wants that three on the far side, fires one up, can't get it to go. Rebound here for the Crimson Knights. Back out for Nabinger. He dials long distance, and that one's off the mark. And a rebound back here for BG, and Afton has gone cold, shooting the rock here in the second quarter. Cherniak gets to the high post, passes down low. Good-looking dish there, but it was punched out of bounds there by Vince Gaetti. So underneath the bucket, BG will inbound the basketball with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. They'll work it in, looking for Brent Rideout, and now back up for Colin Pirelli for Palmateer. He tries a foul line jumper off the mark, and out of bounds it goes with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned for tomorrow night as well. We'll have a great boys' MAC contest as Sydney will travel up Route 8 to take on the UV Storm. Two teams that are in the top four of the MAC standings right now. Should be a great game with a 7:15 tip-off and a 7:05 Chambers and O'Hara pregame show tomorrow night. So mark the calendar for that. BG ahead on the right wing after a steal, and Tom Palmateer is able to put it up and in. Palmateer with 7 points. Tied for second highest on the team at the moment with Xavier Cherniak with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Alford. Tries a three ball from the right side and can't get it to go down, and Afton is frustrated shooting the basketball right now, trailing 40-13 with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. So BG will work it back up the floor as they have shot the basketball very well, looking to continue that on this possession. It's off the mark and a rebound by Ernie Cutting, and ahead now for Tyler King, and he's off to the races. King takes it right to the hoop, gets it to go. And King has got 6 points, and a timeout is taken here by BG. 2:05 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 40, Afton 15, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:05 to go before the halftime break. We're live from Afton Central School tonight. It's the BG boys with a hot start tonight, leading 40-15 over the host Afton Crimson Knights in boys' MAC basketball action. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Afton with the basketball, and Tyler King will pass into the left corner for Colin Nabinger as Afton goes right to left and to the right side of the floor for King, and now they reverse for Nabinger on the left side. 15 seconds left on the shot clock as Afton continues to work it around the top of the clock and to the left side for Grover. Afton has been very content to settle for long-distance jumpers as they try another one on the right side from Tyler King. No good. Nabinger gets it back, fires up a three, and it goes. Colin Nabinger now with 5 points, and it's BG 40 and Afton 18 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. They haven't tried to work it inside very much. They've relied on the jumper. It was good in the beginning of the contest, and now they've cooled off a little bit. Maybe they can heat back up with a pass ahead for Tyler King, and he puts it up and in. He's got a team-high 8 points, and it's BG 40, Afton 20, with 50 seconds to go before the halftime break. BG with the basketball going left to right into the corner for Adam Ives. Ives reversing far side for Brent Rideout. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock, 40 seconds on the game clock. Rideout takes it to the rim, and dishes one off down for Sean Lindsay. He gets tied up with Ernie Cutting. And will we have a foul or will it be a jump ball? Looks like they'll have a foul here on Cutting as the two big fellas get tied up down low. So the basketball will be underneath with Bainbridge Guilford. 34 seconds left before the halftime break. BG leading 40-20. They'll work it inside for Sean Lindsay, and he got behind the defense, and he laid it up and in for his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points, and it's BG 42 and Afton 20. Right side of the floor for Grover. He's in front of the BG bench looking for the final shot perhaps of the first half. They'll go to Nabinger. He wants to fire from long distance. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Good job following his shot. Can't get the rebound shot to go, but gets a third opportunity. Passes back out. Grover tries the jumper. It's partially blocked, and BG will come away. Ahead for Cherniak. He's going to try to take it to the rim. Lays it up and in, and it's good as the clock expires. Cherniak gets the layup. He'll finish the first half with 9 points, and our halftime score is the BG boys leading Afton 44-20. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school boys basketball tonight on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Mirabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Mirabito at 1-855-MIRABITO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates. Available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. It's time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Mirabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Live today from Afton Central School with our score 44-20, the BG boys on top of Afton here tonight in MAC boys basketball action. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for visiting BG, 17 points for Trevor Hallequist in the opening half, and they really took him out with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Otherwise, he might be over 20 points by now. Just one of those nights, and you can tell sometimes early with Trevor if he's going to be hot or cold, and he came right out, banged a three from the right side, got a layup, and he had a quick 5 points, and that really just seemed to spark him. And I knew talking to him a couple weeks ago, he was really looking forward to this Afton game. He says it's a great rivalry game. The guys are all friends. But once we get between the lines, you know, it's game on. It's battle time. So he was excited for this one, and you can see he was ready to play here tonight. So 17 for Hallequist in the first half. 9 points for Xavier Cherniak for BG, 7 for Tom Palmateer, 4 for Sean Lindsay, 3 for Devin Schurhofer, and 2 apiece for Colin Pirelli and Adam Ives. On the other side for Afton, a team-high 8 points for Tyler King, 5 apiece for Colin Nabinger and Kyle Grover, and 2 points for Zach Alford. King really got the hot touch there late in the second quarter. Alford has done a nice job getting to the rim, distributing the ball. I think Afton's just got to concentrate on getting the ball inside a little bit more. BG has a little size, but it shouldn't be overwhelming. And, you know, Afton is a little bit of a smaller guard-heavy team, but they do have a couple of guys who can crash and bang in there. And I think they got to concentrate on getting the ball inside and try to get some easy buckets from within the paint, down low, the low block, even some elbow jumpers. They're settling for a lot of outside, long, deep three-pointers. It was great at the beginning of the game, and it's great. You go to a game sometime and you see a team just fire from downtown, and they're going on all cylinders, and it looks great. But when you have those nights where you're ice cold, you know, that's where it can be really frustrating. And you could see where they would come down a couple possessions in a row and just couldn't get one to go. They were frustrated. BG's been hitting their shots. And that's where the lead began to balloon up a little bit here for the Bobcats. So I think Afton's got to focus on getting the ball inside and working a little bit more in there. Our girls' score from earlier tonight, BG, the number one team in the state for the Lady Bobcats in the New York State Class C sports writers poll this week. They defeat Afton 94-18. They are just a machine, this BG girls team. You want to get out and watch them play. Very, very good basketball team. So they win the opening game tonight, 94-18, on the road here at Afton. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. We're going to step away, but we'll be right back with our halftime show here on CDL.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Halftime here from this boys' matchup, as it's the BG Bobcats on top of Afton 44-20 here from Afton Central School. And just another quick shout-out to the Afton maintenance staff here. They always do such a nice job setting me up at midcourt. Every time I come here, they have the table all set for me. The cords are all run out, and it's absolutely fantastic. I love doing games here. And that's not to say the other schools don't hook me up as well, but this is just, they make my life as easy as possible here. I love it. A big thank you to the staff. It's great to come here. I'm excited to do a game anytime I can here. It's always a ton of fun. So our halftime score, again, the BG boys on top of Afton, 44-20. Both teams coming out of the dressing room right now, starting to warm up for the start of the second half. Big rivalry game here tonight between BG and Afton. It's one of those games. The school's only separated by 5 or 6 miles down the road, and it's always fun when they get together. And you could see it at the beginning of the game, that energy that both sides were ready and raring to go for this one. So we'll step away. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. Again, our score is BG 44, Afton 20. We'll see if the Bobcats can hold on for a big league win here tonight, or if the Crimson Knights can get that hot shooting touch. I said they were streaky, and they can catch fire at any time. So we'll see if they can get back into this ball game at the start of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDOSports.com and WCDO. We'll be right back.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Mr. Hallequist, ready for the third? He's coming here every, seems like every start of the quarter, he's over here to inbound the basketball. So he's got a nice pound with Trevor as he's set for the second half. One of the nicest local athletes you can find, that's for sure, whether it's baseball, football, soccer, or basketball, any of the sports he's played at BG. Just a fun guy to be around from top to bottom, that's for sure. 44-20, BG with the basketball. They go right to left on your radio dial to start the second half. Starting lineup for both sides in, as Hallequist will set up shop. Afton comes out in the 2-3 zone. Cherniak on the right side, good for a three-pointer. Lines up, gets it to go. Cherniak now with 12 points. And it's BG 47 and Afton 20. Here is Alford, gets to midcourt. Bounces one down low for Cutting. Off the glass, won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, scooped up by Sean Lindsay. And racing back up the floor is Hallequist. Hallequist into the paint, finds Cherniak in the corner, tries another three, no good. Schurhofer is there. Back out, Hallequist. He wants a long-distance shot. That skims off the front of the rim. Ball goes right to Schurhofer. He tries a jumper. Left side, no good. Sean Lindsay is there, and he puts it in. Fourth time's the charm there for BG. Now a steal by Hallequist as they lead 49-20. Hallequist to the far side. Finds Schurhofer. Schurhofer setting it up. Finds Lindsay on the baseline. Now back up for Hallequist. They reverse for Schurhofer as they continue to work it around. To the left baseline for Palmatier. Dribbles into the paint. Tries that little baby hook. Tosses it up. No good. Gets his own rebound, and he's fouled, and we'll head to the line. Afton's got to find a body and box out here because BG is getting two, three, even four chances at a clip here on the glass. And so Palmatier will head to the stripe with 6:35 to go in the third quarter. It is BG 49 and Afton 20. First shot is up and good for Tom Palmatier. He now has 8 points for the Bobcats. Second shot coming here for Palmatier. This one is good. So Palmatier goes 2 for 2. And now checking in will be Ashton Longwell for the Afton Crimson Knights. Longwell, a senior, 6'1 forward. And so here is Afton with the ball going left to right there. And the home white uniforms with the red trim tonight. BG's in the navy blue with the white and the gray trim. Nabinger steps in for a jumper. Splash. Nothing but net there for Colin Nabinger, and he has 7 points. 6:10 to go in the third quarter, and it's BG 51 and Afton 22. Palmatier down low at the left low block. Splashes it up and in, and he's got 11. And so it's BG 53, Afton 22. Into the corner now for Alford and back out for Tyler King. Gets it to the high post for Longwell. Longwell into the corner now, finding King. King into the paint, throws one up and in. Tyler King, the first Afton player into double figures, and he has 10. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Trevor Hallequist, left side. He tries a three-pointer. It's off the mark. Lindsay is right there to put it up and in. Sean Lindsay now with 8 points. And it's BG 55, Afton 24, with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Here is Zach Alford into the paint, right side, back for Grover, tries a three off the back of the rim. King is right there, a little follow-up tip, it won't go down. Rebound pass on the outlet, too far in front of Schurhofer. Out of bounds, and it goes back to the Afton Crimson Knights with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. BG 55, Afton 24. Afton with the basketball at the top of the key. BG still sitting in 2-3 zone on defense. King steps in, now goes Nabinger left side. They'll reverse it to the right side here for Grover. Grover bounce pass to Nabinger. He tries a three-pointer. Hit the side of the rim, no good. Cherniak, one of the smallest guys on the court, goes into the land of the trees, scoops up a rebound. Quick transition back ahead for Lindsay, and they're going to call goaltending here with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Lindsay was going up for the layup, and Tyler King came down and he slapped the backboard. And so the referee quickly blows the whistle and calls goaltending. So Sean Lindsay now is into double figures with 10 points. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Now another steal for BG, and the Bobcats are ahead 57-24. It's been all BG so far here tonight as Hallequist gets in the paint, throws up a shot, it's off the mark and no good. And the rebound comes back down to Afton, and here's Nabinger down the right wing side for Tyler King. Now for Nabinger at the top of the key. Back for King. Little give and go. They work it around the top of the key. Finally, they go to the high post. Back out. Grover rattles out. Rebound is loose. Lindsay taps it. And a long pass ahead here for Cherniak. And Cherniak will go with a left-handed layup. Missed it. Palmateer is there. He can't get it to go. Rebound, and he's fouled. So two point-blank opportunities there for BG. They can't get it to go. Finally, Palmateer is fouled and will go to the line. With 3:45 to go in the third quarter, Palmateer will shoot two from the charity stripe. With 3:45 to go in the third, it's BG 57 and Afton 24. First shot for Palmateer is up and good, so he has 12. So that's four players in double figures right now for the Bobcats. 17 for Hallequist, 12 apiece for Cherniak and Palmateer, and 10 for Sean Lindsay. Second one is good for Palmateer, and boy, he's really heating up. And it's 59-24 with 3:45 to go in the third quarter here, live tonight from Afton Central School. Now here is Palmateer on defense, settling in, going head-to-head down low with Longwell of Afton. Longwell will get it back to Grover, top of the key. Nabinger thought about an NBA three, thought better of it. Goes to the high post for Alford. Turnaround shot is off the mark. Rebound for Hallequist. Hallequist with a long pass ahead. It's tipped out of there by Grover and out of bounds. Possession will stay with BG. Pirelli and Ives will come back in for BG and head coach Brad Aldrich. And to the bench will be Sean Lindsay as well as Devin Schurhofer. BG gets the ball in. Quick shot here is knocked out of bounds as Cherniak was going for a short jumper. Possession will still stay with the Bobcats with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show tonight as well. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As that a lot of great candidates tonight here for both BG and for Afton. BG gets the ball into the backcourt. They go to the left side here for Trevor Hallequist. Hallequist, little jump stop in the paint, lays it up and in. And he gets it to go. That's one of those that I feel like half the time they call it a travel, half the time they let it go. This time he's able to hop-step his way through and put it home. And it's BG 61, Afton 24, with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key here for Tyler King. As Afton goes left to right, finds Nabinger, straightaway three, no good. Hallequist skies for a rebound, and he's looking to run. Hallequist dishes one off for Palmateer, who lays it up and in. Palmateer's got 15, and Afton calls the timeout. With 2.5 to go in the third quarter, it's BG 63, Afton 24. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2.5 to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, courtesy of SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. Live tonight from Afton Central School, it's the BG Boys leading Afton 63-24 late in the third quarter. Tyler King steps up for a jumper. Ball sails out of bounds. Air ball will go back here to BG. Remember as well on WCDOsports.com, you can click on our game audio archive. Any game that we've done this year, whether it be basketball or football, anything like that, boys or girls, you can go back and listen anytime for free, all courtesy of SFCU, our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. BG with the ball, tipped out of bounds as Cherniak just couldn't quite hold on to it on the baseline. A little butterfingers there, and Afton will get it back. Head coach Dick Winans going to the bench. Vince Caiati will step back in. Tyler King will get a rest. He goes to the bench with 10 points. He's been the offensive spark tonight here for the Crimson Knights. Here is Alford. Alford holding on to it and reversing into the corner. Now for Grover. Grover for Alford. Gets to the high post. Back out for Grover. Pump fakes on a three. Now pulls it back out. 15 on the shot clock. Crimson Knights working it around. Here's Alford. Step in. Jumper no good. Grover is there for the tip, and he gets it to go. He's got seven, and it's 63-26. Good job reading that, and he didn't even have to come down with it. Just tipped it up and in with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Here is Hallequist at the top of the key. As BG goes right to left, they pass it down low on the right, low block. Palmateer steps in and he's got it. Tommy Palmateer's got 17. He might be approaching Trevor Hallequist here, who's got 19 for game-high honors at the moment. With 1:05 to go in the third quarter, 65-26. BG on top of Afton here in boys MAC basketball action tonight. Now a steal by Hallequist. Left side of the floor, Hallequist takes it right to the rim, up and in. And not so fast, Mr. Palmateer. Hallequist has got 21. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Alford, who's done a tremendous job distributing the ball. The shots just haven't fallen, but this time he finds Kyle Grover, who's now got 9, who swishes one from the left side. Stepped into the elbow and gets it to go with 35 seconds to go, third quarter. It's BG 67, Afton 28. BG working the ball around, about a 5-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 25 seconds to go here, third quarter. Palmateer turns around. Baby hook is good. I'm coming for you, Trevor, he says. They are separated by 2. Hallequist with 21, Palmateer with 19. And BG leads 69-28 with 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Grover with the ball at midcourt. Gets down low. Dishes one out for Nabinger. 5 seconds left. Nabinger leans in. Gets the shooter's touch to go down. Nabinger's got 9, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter. 69 for BG, 30 for Afton. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here from Afton Central School. The BG boys on top of the Afton Crimson Knights, 69-30. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our in-game producer is Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios. Big thank you to Jim for doing everything here tonight, keeping me in line. Top of the key as Afton has the ball going left to right. Here is Alford into the right wing corner. Now for Nabinger. Goes to the high post for Vince Caiati. Takes it to the rim. Gets it to go, and he's fouled Chiatti's first basket of the evening. Chiatti, one of the best baseball catchers in the area, was here a couple of weeks ago for his signing. He's going to be playing baseball at Lackawanna College in Pennsylvania next year and has really dedicated himself to baseball, but decided to play some basketball this year, and he's a hard-working guy out there on the floor for the Crimson Knights. Can't get the foul shot to go. Rebound trickles out of bounds, and we'll go back to BG. So 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 69-32, the BG boys on top of Afton. Left side for Brent Rideout. Rideout to the top of the key. Now gets it back. Fires up a three-pointer for BG. No good. Scooped up is Chiatti on the rebound. And now back up the floor. Ball is loose like a hot potato. Chiatti comes away with it. Dishes one off for Alford. And he's going to put one off the glass and in. Zach Alford with 4 points. And it's 69-34 with 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. BG putting some reserves in here tonight to get some action. Rideout has it on the left side of the floor. Now for Sean Lindsay on the baseline. Back out front. Long three-pointer for the junior. Gavin Farrell is into the game, and he can't get it to go. Rebound for Afton, and back up the floor they come. Right wing side, Grover dials a three up. Can't get that one off the side of the rim. Rebound here for Parker Lord. And he finally gets some breathing room and back up the floor for BG. Across the half-court timeline for Brent Rideout. Goes inside for Lord. Lost the dribble. Chases the ball down and gets it back to the left side. Top of the key for Schurhofer. Schurhofer finds Lindsay down low, off the glass, and good. Sean Lindsay now with 12 points. Four players in double figures tonight here for Brad Aldrich's BG Bobcats. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG 71 and Afton 34. And boys, Mac basketball action tonight. Left side for Alford. Alford to the elbow. Pull-up jumper too hard. Rebound for Grover. Grover tries a pass inside. Holds on to it instead. Has his pocket picked. And they'll say it was a reach-in foul here on BG with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, tomorrow night, folks, should be a whale of a ball game up in New Berlin. It's the UV Storm boys hosting Sydney. Tip-off about 7:15 from Unadilla Valley. Make sure to join us about 10 minutes before, so about 7:05 for our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show tomorrow night. Afton and BG tonight, Sydney and UV tomorrow. BG with the ball back down the floor for Sean Lindsay on a little mini breakaway here. He's going to kick one back out for Schurhofer. Schurhofer takes it to the rim, and he's fouled with 5:45 to go. He'll head to the charity stripe. So Schurhofer in transition found Lindsay, who kicked it back to him, and then he was fouled, and he'll head to the line. Schurhofer with 3 points here tonight. Had 16 last night. Really big showing in that win over Oxford for the BG boys. First shot for Schurhofer is up and good, and he's a guy that's really coming into his own here this year. Was kind of quiet to start the year, but he seems to have found a way to get more involved. Second shot coming here for Schurhofer is up and good. So he goes 2 for 2 at the line. He's got 5 points. With 5:45 to go, fourth quarter, it's BG 73, Afton 34. Left side of the floor for Alford. Now back for Tyler King. King, spot up jumper, hit the front of the rim. Didn't have enough mustard on that one. Rebound is scooped up by Parker Lord. And an outlet pass here for Devin Schurhofer. Schurhofer across the half-court timeline finds Brent Rideout. Rideout skips across the top of the zone. Now finding Schurhofer. Bang! Got it for three. And now Schurhofer all of a sudden went from 2 points to eight. And he's starting to heat up with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's BG 76 and Afton 34. This has been a great shooting night here for the Bobcats on the road. Alford looks to get into the paint and distribute. Finds Grover on the right side. Grover hanging out around the three-point line. Tries Ernie cutting down low. Little turnaround baby hook is no good. Ball out of bounds, but last touched by Brent Rideout of BG, so possession will stay with the Crimson Knights. With 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter, BG on top 76-34. Tyler King gets the inbounds pass, steps back and buries a three. King now with 13. He's the only player in double figures here for Afton, but you do have Nabinger with 9 and Kyle Grover with 9. Back the other way for BG. They go down low at the right low block for Sean Lindsay. Lindsay in a little bit of trouble here as he's double-teamed. Gets it back across for Schurhofer into the corner for Brent Rideout. His three is no good. Lindsay with the rebound and the finish. Sean Lindsay now with 14. And it's 78-37. The BG boys on top of Afton. Alford trying to go coast to coast, and the move is good, and the shot is good as he puts it up and in, and it's 78-39. Back down the other way, Parker Lord is rejected here by Tyler King. And now Schurhofer gets it back to the near side. Alford is down and injured in the backcourt. We'll finally have a whistle, and they'll blow this one dead as Alford came down kind of hard after getting that layup to go with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score. BG 78 and Afton 39. We'll be right back on CDO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back underway with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. A straightaway three-pointer for Colin Nabinger just as we get back underway is good. And he's now got 12 points. It's BG 78 and Afton 44 with 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Brad Aldrich wants to talk about some defense there after Nabinger buried that long three-pointer. We're going to step away, but we'll be right back. Again, 3:05 to go in the fourth. It's the BG boys leading Afton 78-44 on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Out of the timeout, Parker Lord is fouled as he tries to go up for a layup. And so the junior wearing number 15 will head to the foul line looking for his first points of the evening. It's our score, BG 78, Afton 44, with 2:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Afton Central School tonight. Parker Lord, first foul shot is off the mark and no good. Nate Lowell on the call here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in Sydney. Big thank you to Jim for his efforts tonight. Second shot for Parker Lord coming, gets it to go. Big cheer from the crowd there as Parker Lord goes 1-for-2 at the line, and the BG boys lead Afton 79-44. With 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter, Tyler King spot up jumper from the right side, off the mark and no good. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to the BG Bobcats with 2.5 to go here in this final frame. So BG will get it back. The starting five is on the bench, and it looks like the war between Hallequist and Palmateer will end with Trevor with 21 and Tom with 19 as they were going back and forth for game-high honors throughout the second half. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. BG continues to work the ball around. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. They go down low for Parker Lord. Across for Brent Rideout. That one was deflected out of bounds. We'll stay with BG. Grover will come back into the game. And Tyler King will go to the bench. So perhaps our last look at Tyler King tonight. 15 points, a team high for the Afton Crimson Knights. Into the corner, BG will find Gavin Farrell for three. And it's 82-44 off that inbounds pass. They found him, and he was able to hit it. Much to the delight of everybody on the bench as they erupted there. Afton swings the ball back around for Grover. He tries a long three-pointer, nothing but net there for Kyle Grover, and he has 12 points. So you have King with 15, Nabinger with 12, and Grover with 12. So they've all had a nice shooting night. 82-47 the score with a minute 35 to go fourth quarter. Brent Rideout. He tries for a three, and he gets it. Brent Rideout finishes it off as he's got a three-pointer. Everybody has scored on the BG roster here tonight as they lead 85-47. Here's Nabinger. Gets into the paint, puts it up and in. Nabinger's got 14 with a minute 15 to go here in the final frame. BG leading 85-49. Three-pointer on the far side from Farrell. Can't get it to go. Rebound Sean Lindsay. And back across. Firing up a long shot here with Colin Pirelli. Can't get it to go. We're under a minute to go. Post-game show will be coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and we'll break down our scoring summary from this one. Ball again loose in the paint, tied up, and a jump ball is going to keep possession with Bainbridge-Guilford. Nice win here tonight in this rivalry contest on the road for the BG Bobcats as they currently hold an 85-49 lead. BG will get it in, and Adam Ives hits the layup, and he's fouled, and we'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And just, this has been BG's night. If they've put a shot up, it's gone in. They've gotten the rebounds. They've hustled. They've done a little bit of everything, and they've earned this one. 87 points here tonight, and make it 88 as Ives puts it in. I mean, that's a lot of points. The girls put up 94 tonight for BG, and the boys put up 88 and maybe a couple of more here with 40 seconds to go. Right side of the floor, Nabinger steps in for three, off the mark, rebound is picked up, they go back out for Grover, he tries a three, hit off the corner of the rim, Nabinger scoops it up, his left-handed layup won't go down, but he's fouled and will head to the line. So Tyler King with 14, King with 15, Nabinger with 14, Grover with 12, and stepping to the line here will be Nabinger, and he could have a chance at team-high honors if he could knock down two shots. First shot is good for Colin Nabinger. Second shot coming here for the 6-foot-tall senior wearing number 12. The lefty puts the second one up and good, so he has 16. And it's 88-51 with 30 seconds left on the scoreboard. And shot clock is off, and BG will wind it down here as they are looking for a big-time MAC victory on the road tonight at ACS. Stepping in is Farrell with another long jumper. Off the mark. Scooped up by James Grover. He tries to go coast to coast. Blocked out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. Grover tried to take it to the rim, and stepping over was Gavin Farrell and denied it. So Afton will get it in. One last shot here from Kyle Grover, and he gets it to go right at the buzzer. So Grover with 15, and that'll do it. Our final score, BG 88, Afton 54. Post-game show coming up. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Our final score here from Apton Central School, 88-54. The BG boys grabbing a MAC victory here tonight over the Apton Crimson Knights. So a big-time output here for scoring. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Bainbridge Guilford, 21 points. That's a game high for Trevor Hallequist. 19 for Tommy Palmatier, 14 for Sean Lindsay, 12 for Xavier Cherniak, 8 for Devin Schurhofer, 5 for Adam Ives, and then 3 apiece for Brenton Rideout, as well as Gavin Farrell, and then 2 for Kellen Pirelli, and 1 for Parker Lord. So everybody on the roster scores tonight for the BG Bobcats. A great effort. Apton on the other side, 16 points, a team high for Colin Nabinger, 15 apiece for Tyler King and Kyle Grover, 6 for Zach Alford, and 2 for Vince Coyote off the bench tonight for the Apton Crimson Knights. Let's go through our 3 awards here tonight, and we do have our 4th award as well. We'll get to that in just a minute. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Trevor Hallequist, 21 points for the BG Bobcats. He was outstanding from the get-go, and I thought really set the tone here tonight for the Bobcats. So we'll give Trevor Hallequist our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up, it's the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to BG's Tom Palmatier, 19 points. A lot of that was in the second half, but I thought he really came alive in that second half. It was great on the glass, great down low. Apton settled for perimeter shots all night long, and I thought that was because Palmatier owned the paint inside for BG. And lastly, it's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Kyle Grover from Apton. 15 points for Grover. Thought he was good from downtown and just did a little bit of everything. Passing, getting his teammates involved, in a great positive attitude out there as well tonight for the Apton Crimson Knights. And our other award that we need to give out here tonight is our Lance Thomas Benson Agency Player of the Game. Of course, Lance Thomas is a licensed real estate agent with the Benson Agency in Oneonta, and the new award that we've started over the last couple of weeks is that we'll pick a player of the game. There's a player of the game for each game that I go to during the week, and then at the end of the week, from those players of the game, we choose a all-star of the week, and that player will get a special prize from Lance Thomas and the Benson Agency in Oneonta. So tonight we will give that award to Trevor Hallequist. I just thought he was outstanding. So he's our offensive player of the game, and I think he's overall our player of the game as well for BG. Again, our final score here, 88-54. The BG Bobcats defeating the Apton Crimson Knights in boys MAC action. And we'll be back at it tomorrow night. Mark the calendar, or better yet, hop in the car and head up to Unadilla Valley as the Sydney boys will be taking on the UV Storm. That's a 7:15 tip tomorrow night. Chambers and O'Hara pregame show at about 7:05. That should be a great one. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Again, our final score, BG 88 and Apton 54. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night from CDO Sports.